Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Yesterday, folks, you lived through a very, very important day in the history of this country. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but years and years and years from now, regardless, country becomes, people are going to look at yesterday, your children maybe your grandchildren, and say, you lived through that? What was everyone thinking? What was going on? And I hope you tell them correctly what was going on. Because truthfully, the media doesn't know what's going on, or they do and they refuse to report it. So let's dig a little bit into what happened yesterday, shall we? Well, what happened yesterday is very simple. Your country was stolen from you. I know that sounds harsh, and I know that sounds hard to believe, but that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. And now today, you are going to hear the following from the mainstream media, and that's why you have to give up on the mainstream media. You are going to hear, this was the darkest day in the United States history, but not for the right reason. You're going to hear, these people invaded the sacred Capitol building. Oh my goodness, how dare they? This is like a third world country. Now, I'm not condoning violence. I'm not even condoning breaking into the Capitol. But here's what I have to say to you. Where were you when private businesses were burning? I didn't see the Capitol burning. Where were you when Molotov cocktails were being thrown at police horses? Where were you when David Dorn was shot in the head trying to protect his friend's electronics store from being looted by angry mobs? I'll tell you where you were. You were calling them heroes. Oh, these are the people who are going to bring change upon the country. You have to understand, one or two bad actors, maybe. But the vast majority are American patriots trying to change the inequality in this country. No, the vast majority were anarchists, hell-bent on burning and looting anything they could. And they couldn't give a damn about George Floyd. They wouldn't have pissed on him if he was on fire. They just used it as an excuse, because that is what anarchists do. Now, let's be very, very clear about one thing. It's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt through video and photographic evidence that at least two of the people who infiltrated the Capitol yesterday were Antifa, because one wasn't smart enough to realize that when he posted his picture, he had his hashtags on it, which was an Antifa hashtag, because that's how big of a rocket scientist these people are. You know the guy with the horns that said at the Capitol building or whatever? You see him at the Antifa rally. Same guy. Now, I'm not saying all of them were. I'm not saying that at all. Far from it. There were Trump supporters in there. I'm sure of it. But here's what I also am sure of. When Mike Pence, the vice president of this United States of America for the last 4 years, has the unmitigated gall to stand up before his peers and say, this is the darkest, most horrible day. These people have to understand, you don't change things with violence. You change things with your vote. Mr. Pence, when your vote does not count, when you attempted to change things with your vote and your voice was silenced by fraud, manipulation, last-minute changes of the constitutional laws that you swore to uphold. You swore to uphold. Then what is our recourse, Mr. Pence? Please tell us. Keep voting when it means nothing? Allow them to change the laws at will? Would you sit down and play a game of Monopoly with somebody if the minute you got Boardwalk and Park Place, they said, well, those don't count? If I land on those, I don't have to pay anything. That's the new rules. The new rules are Baltic and Mediterranean Avenue. Those are the big ones. I don't care what's written on the board. You'd say, well, there's no point in playing. And you'd walk away from the game, correct? If you were playing chess and someone said, well, my king can move anywhere it wants to. 5 spaces, 10 spaces, 12 spaces, doesn't matter. My king can do whatever. Yours can't, mine can. Would you continue to play the game or would you walk away from the game? These people are walking away from the game, you mental midget. They're walking away from the game because they know the game is rigged. And you know the game is rigged. And instead of standing up and doing your constitutional duty to say you rigged the game and we're not going to allow it. No, you were so happy those people got into that Capitol. I'm going to tell you why you were happy. You want to know why Mike Pence was happy yesterday and all the Republicans were happy yesterday? Because now they have a scapegoat. Now they have a reason to say, oh, well, after the horrible things that happened, I'm just going to drop my objections out of sheer disbelief. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. All of you brave, wonderful Republicans who are dropping your objections because of what supposedly happened yesterday. Let's say you had a softball team and you were going for the division championship and it meant big money. And the other side clearly cheated. And you said, well, we're filing a protest because you clearly cheated. The last minute you added people to your roster who are not eligible. And your case was about to be heard. And one of your people literally walked over and punched somebody dead in the face and said, that's what you get for cheating. Now, you might not condone that. You might say, man, you shouldn't have done that. We should have left it the way it was. But you don't drop your whole suit over it. You say, no, well, that doesn't change the fact you cheated. I'm not condoning what he did. But you still cheated. And we still want recourse. No. You see how quick they dropped it? Because they knew it was coming. And they said, oh, boy, now we are let off the hook. We can say, oh, look at us. We're morally superior. We're condemning all of this. And to show our goodwill, we're going to drop all of our objections to your phony election. You know what? Let me educate some of the people who say, oh, there was nothing wrong with the Dominion voting machines. There was no dead people voting, which is all a lie. But let me educate you. Even if none of that's true, the Democratic Party changed the rules of our elections at the last minute illegally. Illegally. You see, judges don't get to change laws. So when they said, we're going to send ballots out to everyone, whether you ask for them or you don't, that is illegal. Our Constitution, our voting laws say you must request a ballot if you are going to vote absentee. You must request one, period. Okay? It does not say everyone in America gets a ballot and then they can choose for themselves whether they want to vote in person or they don't. That's not what the law is. You don't get to change the rules. But they did it. And they did it without going to the legislation, you see. So guess who got to vote? Every lazy person who wouldn't have come out of their house. And guess who the majority of Democratic supporters are? Lazy people who don't want to come out of their house. These are people who sit home all day and they don't have a job. A lot of them. They're not going to come out and say, oh, well, I got to get in my car, drive 6 miles to a polling place, get out of my car. It might be cold. It might be raining. It might be snowing. I have to get out of my car, stand in line, and vote for Joe Biden. No, I don't think so. But if you want to hand deliver a ballot, bring me a slice of pizza while you're at it, fan me while the effort from filling in the blank is done, I might consider doing it. Well, congratulations. You're the kept pets of your masters now. You're the house cats of humanity. But it was all illegal because unless you requested a ballot, you should not have gotten one. Period. End of conversation. So forget the Dominion voting machine maladies. Forget the dead people voting. Forget the ballot workers who are shoving the ballots in 6 and 7 times into a machine. Let's forget all them. Every single one of those ballots that were sent out without a request are not legal, according to the Constitution of the United States of America. And Mr. Mike Pence knows that. You see, folks, here's what we did not realize. I did, actually. I'm going to pat myself on the back for this one because I've been saying this for about a year. I said, Donald Trump is surrounded by people who claim to be on his side, and they just can't wait to stab him in the back. They just can't wait because he was the only person who truly and honestly was putting America first. No one wants to put America first. You think Mike Pence wants to put America first? You think Lindsey Graham got up there and literally said, I've known Joe Biden for a long time. He would never cheat. He would never do anything wrong. Therefore, I know he's the president rightfully elected. How dare you? How dare you? You know it's a lie. Oh, he would never do anything wrong? How about the times he had to resign from the election because he plagiarized and got caught doing it? Is that wrong, Lindsey? How about stealing money from the Ukraine? Is that wrong, Lindsey? Not according to Lindsey Graham. See, because these guys cannot wait till business as usual returns, and now it has. Now it has. It's business as usual. The politicians can go back to playing their games. And I want everyone to understand something. You had to fight tooth and nail. Tooth and nail for them to say, here's $600. That's your money. That's your money. In the meantime, they're sending $400 million for transgender research to a foreign country. Did they have to beg for the money? No, they didn't have to beg for your money. That's your money. The government doesn't create money. The government doesn't earn money. How does the government earn money? The government earns money by taxing you and taking your money. Every dime they spend is yours. Every dime of it. Every time you look at your paycheck and there's money taken out from that, part of that went to transgender studies in a foreign country. Here's a really quick transgender study. Are you confused about what gender you are? Look in your pants. I just saved the country $40 million. You see, but here's the problem, folks. We don't have liberals anymore. We don't have Democrats anymore. People get on me sometimes, even from the conservative end, when I say there are a lot of decent, good, hardworking, patriotic Democrats. I don't know where they went. But 6 years ago, I was telling the world you're being infiltrated by communists and you don't even understand it. You think, oh, no. That's just one person whose ideas are a little left of center, but they're okay. No, they infiltrated you. And all of the rational Democrats have been tossed out on their ear, and they are being replaced by communists. I'm not calling you liberals anymore. I'm not calling you Democrats anymore. You are the Communist Party. Every view you espouse is communism. Communism says the government owns everything. The government controls you. You are given what the government allows you to control. Remember when Obama said, if you have a business, you didn't build that? Remember when he said that? That wasn't a hint to you, huh? You people who struggled so hard and took loans out and maybe mortgaged your house and worked tirelessly long hours so that you could build a business to support yourself and your family, and your president stared you in the eye and said, you didn't build that. That's us. We did that. Well, I got a newsflash. You're in for more of it. Now, as far as what happened yesterday at the Capitol, let me say this. Had this been Antifa completely, they would have burned it to the ground. They would have broken every window, not one window, every window. They would have Molotov cocktailed the place. They would have graffitied all over the place. And I got a newsflash for you. If they did exactly that, if they burnt the Capitol to the ground and raised a Black Lives Matter sign over the smoldering ruin, today the mainstream media would have said, heroic patriots strike a blow against racism. That's what you would have said. Because you're lying to the American people. And if you want me to be quiet or you think you fooled me, you're wrong. You know what they try to do with people like us, right? It's, oh, they're radical crazy. It was radical crazy, was it, when we told everybody that Jeffrey Epstein had a pedophile island? Oh, nobody has a pedophile. Who would do? Oh, my God. Can you believe it? I suppose that Elvis is alive, too. Oh, my God, you conspiracy theorists. Oh. And then he got caught. And then it wasn't funny anymore, was it? Then all of a sudden it was all, okay, but none of our guys were in on it. Oh, yeah, come on. You covered for him. You pieces of trash, you're covered for them because you're right in on it. We currently have the president-elect have a son who very, very possibly has illegal pornography on his computer. And even if they say he does, some people say he doesn't. But what we do know he has is a video himself stark naked in front of his 14-year-old niece. That's child endangerment. Would you walk around naked in front of your 14-year-old niece? High on crack? Taking pictures? Would you do that? Do you think that's rational behavior for an adult male? If you do, check yourself into a mental institution. There's something mentally wrong with you. It's not rational behavior. It's perverse and sick behavior. The FBI sat on this for a year. They know what's on it. Is he in jail? Hell no, he's not in jail. Because he is the elite. You don't put the elite in jail. Put the trash like us in jail. But if you don't wear a mask, you might go to jail. If you think for 1 minute that I'm being too alarmist, I want you to understand something. There is a politician in New York introducing a bill that says they can forcibly remove you from your home if you have a contagious disease and isolate you somewhere. Now, will it pass? Maybe it will now with all the radicals taking over. I would have laughed at anybody who tried it 5 years ago. I would have said, that's not going to pass. Who knows whether it will pass or not, but you don't think that smells like communism? You don't think that that has any little tiny touch of communism in it, huh? You're good with that. Okay. Well, I have a newsflash for you. Joe Biden is no more the actual president-elect of the United States than Bruce Jenner is a woman. So let's get that through our heads. So when our feckless, cowardly, and there is no more Republican Party, by the way, they're the coward party. We have the Communist Party and we have the Coward Party. Those are the two parties we currently have. The Coward Party, they got up yesterday and showed their true colors and said, oh, no, we'll bend at the foot of our masters, Just please try to be fair with us, because, of course, you were so fair with us, right? Yeah, that's exactly. You were so fair with us. It's mind-boggling. But now we see everybody's true colors. Now we see what happened. This is like Caesar, et tu, Brutus, right? Yeah. Dabbed in the back. Because at the end of the day, our politicians do not want you in control of your own money. They do not want you in control of your fate. They do not want to serve you. They want you to serve them. Let me ask you a question. If you give your money to somebody, are they serving you or are you serving them if you give it to them for no good reason? I would say that makes them a dependent. According to our tax laws, if you have to pay for somebody's welfare, you're dependent, correct? Well, apparently that's what the government wants to do from us. They take our money and then say, well, how much of it do you really need back? Because we need it. We need, there's gender studies to be done in other countries. That's more important than whether you put food on your table. That's what they're doing to you, folks. That's what they're doing to you. And yesterday, they took a big, big step in being able to do it to you even worse. Even worse. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that I have some Democratic friends who say, but Marcus, the taxes are only going to go up for people who make $375,000 a year, and that's so much money, and we never see that kind of money. And don't you think it's fair that just that they give a little bit more? Are you on drugs? Are you on drugs? How many poor people do you know that open businesses? How many poor people open factories? Let's say you're sitting out there right now and you're dirt poor. You're making $8 an hour and you're struggling. You're going to open up a McDonald's, are you? You're going to open up a big factory? Where are you going to get the money to do that? Huh? Oh, maybe I'll open up a big factory and start my own shoe line and employ 5,000 people. Oh, wait a minute. I can't even afford to eat at McDonald's, much less open one. You see, the problem, folks, is rich people are the people who supply the jobs. They're the ones who start the factories. And you know what their incentive is to do it? Greed. That's right. I said it, greed. They got all this money, and they say, oh, I want more money. But if you say to them, well, if you make over $375,000 a year, we're just going to take it. Why would you attempt to make it? You all know if you work 9-to-5 jobs, you all know that occasionally you work overtime. If you work too much overtime, you get into that higher tax bracket and you say, wait a minute, I didn't even make the money I should have made because you took it out. So there's only so much overtime I'm willing to work because if I work a few more hours, it's going to be for free basically. Well, that's exactly what these businessmen are going to say. Why should I open up another factory? You're only just going to take the money. It's going to put me above a certain line. It's going to put me into a tax bracket where you're just going to take all of my money. So there's no point in me opening up that factory. So guess what? There's 5,000 people who aren't going to have a job in the United States. Maybe I'll go open up that factory in a foreign country where I can hide my money. And then the foreign countries benefit. People are so narrow-minded. They just look at it and say, nobody can live on $15 an hour or $12 an hour. Okay. Well, nobody can live without a job either. That's exactly what's going to happen when those businesses say, I can't afford to pay you that. So I'll just close. And then your option for a job is limited. And you ask yourself, well, how come I'm not making $20 an hour? I don't know. Did you finish high school? No. Do you have any particular skill? No. Okay. Well, then is it the government's job to make you successful? Or is it your job? Well, apparently the government wants to, see. Because when the government controls you, financially. They control your vote. What are you going to do? You're going to vote to against the people who are, or you're going to bite the hand that feeds? No, you're not going. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that at all. And that leads to my next point. All of these people saying, oh, well, you know, the Democrats are going to come down on the big businesses. Really? Then how come all the big businesses voted for them? If I told you I was running for office, and I promise you that if you vote for me, I'm taking more of your money. I promise you if you vote for me, I am going to sap every last dime from you because you are the privileged. I guarantee you would say, I ain't voting for that idiot. Oh, but all the Amazon and Google and all these big top executives, they vote for Biden, right? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they vote against their best interests? Hmm? Because they're not greedy? Oh, we're more than willing to pay. I got news. You could send in as much money to the tax department as you want. If Amazon tomorrow said, I'm making a $1 billion donation, they'd take it. So what stopped you, Amazon? How come you didn't do it? How come you went for every loophole in the tax code you could possibly find in order to prevent from paying taxes? How come you did that if you're so willing to pay more? The answer is Joe Biden's not going to charge these people. He's going to make exemptions for all of his top donors and all of these big business and all of these Silicon Valley guys. They're not going to pay any more. If they thought they were going to pay more, they never vote for them. So there you have our country in a nutshell, folks. Half the citizenry has been brainwashed into thinking the politicians actually give one damn about them, and the only one who actually did, you crucified. The only one who actually came out and said, it's up to you to make your life better, but we won't stand in your way with regulations, high taxes, draconian laws that prevent you from opening your businesses or running your businesses. We're going to let you be you. And you said, kill him. Destroy this man. Before the American people can realize, wait a minute, the power really is in our hands. Government really does have to get out of our way. See, government is here to serve you, the people. Not rule you, the people. They're not a monarchy. They're not kings and queens. They don't rule you people. They serve you people. I guess some people have forgotten that. Now, as far as the Republican Party, let's get on to them. The Republican Party hated Donald Trump, every single one of them, and any one of them who says otherwise is a liar. Oh, there may have been one or two new breed Republicans who understood that Donald Trump's populism was going to catch fire and said, yeah, man, maybe this is the direction I want to go. But the old guard, they hated him because they said he's going to get in the way of us doing what we do best, taking the money away from the people and giving it to our special interest groups. He's not going to put up with China, and China's given us big money. He's not going to pour zillions into other countries. He's not going to start a war and let us profit from it. See, the Republican Party was the party of let's start a war and then profit from the war. And we'll all get fat and rich. And it ain't us who's dying down there. We don't care. Oh, your son or daughter came home in a body bag? Eh. Make it look good. Give them a really nice military funeral. Get some of those people to come over and fire the rifles in the air. Everything will be good. And we'll say how wonderful they were while we're smoking our $100 cigars and eating our $100 ice cream bars. You think that's not true? It's true, folks. It's true. When Trump first got elected, I said to myself, the people who seriously follow him, they're going to start a new party. They're going to be the new Republican Party, and this is going to be great because they're actually going to be for the people. But I was wrong because these people are swamp creatures. That's what these people are. Donald Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't put a D or an R next to that promise. He said drain the swamp. And when he started to drain the swamp, some of the Republicans went with him and they said, we can't have this. We can't have a guy who's really looking out for the people. Where are we going to get our money? How are we going to get our graph on the side? I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on your face. But we are in big trouble as a country. Because I'm telling you right now that the people who should be rebelling against this, the young people of America, who once upon a time said, we defy tyranny, are applauding tyranny. You're carrying the water for the tyrants. I had a debate about an hour and a half ago with a guy who said, there is absolutely zero evidence that Hunter Biden had anything illegal on his computer. And anyone who says that he did is a liar. So I said, well, is it your contention then that the FBI opened up an investigation and kept a computer for a year when they looked at it and said, this is a perfectly fine computer. There's nothing wrong with it. All that's on here is donations to charity and pictures of his mom and dad. This is a perfectly good computer. Let's open an investigation anyway. Let's keep it a year. Do you think that's what happened? Because if you do, you're a fool. But the problem is everyone who is a fool thinks they're a genius. That's the problem. You got 19-year-old kids saying, I know everything. There's nothing on Hunter Biden's laptop because I watch MSNBC and they said so. Yeah. They were the ones who said there was no pedophile island, too. Everybody's a conspiracy theorist. Jeffrey Epstein's a fine, upstanding man. Remember Michael Avenatti? Remember him? Oh, MSNBC said you should run for president. Oh, Mr. Avenatti. Oh, my goodness. He makes me weak in the knees when he comes around. Yeah, while he's beating his wife, cheating on his wife, stealing money from his clients, and goes to jail for threatening big corporations through a blackmail scheme. That's who you wanted to be the president, MSNBC. That's who you put on every one of your television shows as a fine, upstanding fight against tyranny type guy, right? Yeah, right. They think you're idiots. Oh, you're going to forget all this. Forget it. Forget all the allegations. Where was the proof? I love these people. Where's the proof? Show me the proof. Where was the proof that Kavanaugh raped anybody? And how much of the taxpayers' money and time did you waste on hearings with a woman who couldn't remember anything? Well, whether she remembers anything or not, she has to be believed. And then somebody comes forward and says, hey, Joe Biden did pretty much the same thing to me. Liar. Liar. Where's the evidence? And you people swallow this stuff. You people swallow this stuff. The man sitting behind the desk in the Capitol building yesterday was an Antifa member. If you don't believe it, then I'm sorry you're too dumb to listen to this show. It's been proven with photographic evidence. Oh, and by the way, one of the protesters, at least one, maybe two, was shot. Remember when they were protesting down in the streets of Portland and you said, you can't even use tear gas on them. That's cruel. That's terrible. The police are oppressive tyrants. They're actually firing rubber bullets at people. Oh, oh, defund them. They're evil Nazis. Hey, I shot a woman dead yesterday who was unarmed. Shot her dead. And the left applauded and said, send in the National Guard. Our masters must be protected. See, when your business was burning down, the elite in power told you tough shit. This is what you get for being a prejudicial, racial country. And the unrest that's being shown here now has to be tolerated because they've reached their boiling point and they are attempting to do the greater good. That's what you were told. F your business. And the police better not come. And Donald Trump said, you're going to send the National Guard to Portland? You're a Nazi. If those National Guard come into Portland, we're arresting them. That's what the mayor or the governor of Portland, the mayor of Portland said. If those National Guard come into Portland, they will be arrested. But boy, when your elite masters are feel threatened, it's send in the National Guard. Send them in. Beat those people down. Shoot them. I heard one Trump supporter say, yeah, there were people in there. Nobody was breaking anything. Nobody was burning anything. We wanted to occupy. We wanted to show them this is our house. Guess what? It is your house. Your taxpayer money pays for that house. That's your house. That's the people's house. Should they have gone in when the police told them not to? No. But they didn't kill any police officers. They didn't set anything on fire. And suddenly they're the anarchists. They're the anarchists. But the people who burned down Wendy's, the people who burnt down mom and pop's store, the people who set fire to apartment buildings with children in them and then blocked the firemen from getting through, the people who chanted, we want dead cops, those aren't anarchists. Those are freedom fighters. This is what your country's becoming. And the feckless, cowardly Republicans are not going to save you because they are spineless, gutless, career politicians who have nothing but their own best interests in mind, and you better get that through your head. And get it through quick. So what's going to happen to this country? I wish I had the answer. I wish I had a crystal ball that I could say everything's going to be fine. I will tell you this. I'm going to take some great joy in this. If all of you radical, crazy people think for 1 minute that Joe Biden or even Kamala Harris is really going to give you all that shit that you want, then you're smoking some very, very good ganja. They are going to move so far middle left that your head is going to explode because they don't care what you want any more than the Republicans care what we want. They only care about their own political career. And, well, let me see. What can we do to make ourselves better? Certainly ain't going to be hanging around Black Lives Matter hoodlums. We ain't going to be doing none of that. Boy, we sure found out that from Joe Biden, right? When he met with black leaders and Black Lives Matter said, can we want to be in on it? He said, yeah, no. No. And you're surprised. This is a man who gave a eulogy for Robert Byrd, who was a grand wizard of the KKK. Or if he wasn't a grand wizard, he was a high-ranking member of the KKK. And I know in his later years he said, I was wrong. I shouldn't have. Yeah. Yeah. See, you're your own worst enemy. The American people are their own worst enemy because they refuse to accept the facts. They think, the problem is they think that there is no greater evil. You know, they say there's no way a man that isn't an animal, that isn't a raging psychotic maniac, there's no way a successful businessman, decent-looking guy, all the money in the world, there's no way he's a pedophile procuring children for politicians. There's no way he has an island where he brings 14-year-old girls to be used like whores. That's all a myth. No, nobody would do that. Oh, yeah, but he did, didn't he? There's no way. I remember when we used to study World War II, you know, and everybody was saying, oh, well, you know, the reason Hitler got away with what he got away with, because nobody thought that evil was taking place. Everybody's like, that's exaggerated. No, there's no death camps. There's people to this day says it wasn't. There's no death. He's not doing that. And the German people said, yeah, you know what? He's not doing that. They're making that up to make us look bad. And the government said, that's right. That's right. We're not doing anything like that. We're just defending ourselves. That's how people like this get away with it, because you don't believe it, because you can't function under the truth that there are people like this that exist. But they do exist. And then when one of them is exposed, everybody's shocked. Well, you shouldn't be shocked. And the only reason our politicians, our government really doesn't take it further than they want to is because they know their own political career is on the line. So they're all like, well, what can we do for our base to satisfy them but not go too far, because then, you know, we got to try to placate other people as well and our other politicians that are helping us. You help me get some money to my pet project, I'll help you get some money to your pet project, and the Americans, let them eat cake. Simple as that, folks. It's not a myth. And of course, we got trolls on the chat room. Listen, you're too dumb to listen to this show. You're just too dumb. You're the reason Jeffrey Epstein exists. You're the reason Adolf Hitler existed. You're the reason everyone can get away with everything, because you're just a denier. You take a look at the facts and say, I can't comprehend that. So therefore, see, liberals, they live in this fantasy world where presumption is fact. Oh, I can wake up tomorrow and say I'm a woman. That's a fact to a liberal. Oh, okay, you're a woman. Now, you're the very same people who say, you must believe the science. Well, science says you got two genders. You're male or you're female. You can be homosexual. You can be bisexual. You can be lesbian. And nothing wrong with that. But if you think for one moment that you wake up one morning, put a dress on, do your hair differently and a little makeup and say, I'm a woman now, you're insane. You're not a woman. You're a man dressed up like a woman. Just like Joe Biden is not the president. He's a man pretending to be the president because the perception is he got more votes. That perception is not true. Plenty of facts to back it up, but no one wants to look at them. So what you've got here is a situation where, let's say you're a landlord, and you're renting a house to someone, and you say, I don't know, you know, I think they're abusing their child. That kid has bruises on him and stuff, and I hear noises. I think they might be abusing their child. So you call the police, and the police say, well, you got any proof? Well, no. Okay. Well, come back to me when you got proof. So you take some pictures of the kid, and they say, you got proof he didn't fall off a swing? You got proof he didn't do this? No, but... So you ask the kid, hey, you know, your folks, do they ever hit you or something? Yes. Okay, well, I have it from the horse's mouth. Okay, well, take that to child welfare. We don't really deal with that. And then child welfare says, got any proof? Well, we have the kid on tape. Well, you had no right to tape that child without his parents' permission, so I'm sorry, we can't listen to that. So finally you say, well, you know what, I'm going to put a camera in there. And you put a camera in there and you catch him beating the kid. And you say, look, I got proof. Here it is. They're beating the kid senseless. And they say, yeah, you're under arrest. You violated their privacy. You had no right to put a camera in there. So you're under arrest. That's what this is. It's the same thing. It's a perfect analogy. Not one court said there's no evidence of voter fraud. They just said, we're not going to look at it. We're closing our eyes. It's not our job. It's not our job. Of course it's your job. You just didn't want to do it because you feared what the outcome was going to be. Simple and to the point. You feared what the outcome was going to be. You had John Roberts absolutely say, we can't take this case, there'll be riots. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a Supreme Court judge basing what they will and will not hear on whether or not it might cause some unrest in the community. That's communism. We can't go against our masters. They may lash out. It's unbelievable. You've all been brainwashed. You're not all of you. There's a lot of people listen to this show who are very, very, very astute when it comes to this. But a lot of the American people were brainwashed because all they heard for four straight years is Trump evil, orange man bad. And you're very low information. Voters. Everybody knows that. The Democratic base is the lowest information voters in the world. So they just say, I heard it on my TV. I saw a meme. It must be right. Remember when all of the liberals were saying, Trump's putting children in cages? And then it turned out that Obama built the cages. And when Trump asked Joe, hey, Joe, who built those cages? Humana, 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 humana. I don't really want to talk about that. No, you don't. No, you don't, because you built the cages. And everybody thought that was just swell. Everybody said, well, I think it's a good thing that Barack Obama is separating the children from their families so that we make sure that they really, really are the children of the families and not some coyote smuggling them across the border. But you know what? The people that you elected, your Democratic leaders, when Trump made that statement, your voted, legally voted, which is very few Democrats lately, but your legally elected official says, isn't that silly? How could a coyote drag a child across a border? That's how dumb they are. That's somebody you elected that doesn't even have the brains to realize that a coyote is not being referred to as an animal that's dragging a child across the border. That was a real tweet. I didn't make that up. That's how dumb the people you're electing actually are. That's how dumb they are. And because you're that dumb too, that's why you vote for them. I want to vote for somebody like me, so I'll vote for the dumb ones. I don't know anything either. You see, here's the deal. There's two types of Democrats, or communists now. They're communists, and they're serfs. That's it. The communists are the ones who actually have control. They're the Democratic politicians. And the serfs are the Democratic voters. And the serfs, about 65% of them just want a handout. Give me money. Give me money. Let me stay home. I don't want to work. That's why they knew that. The Democratic Party knew that. They know what their base is. That's why they sent you ballots to your home and pretended it was because of COVID. You can't come out to the voting place to vote, but you can go to Walmart and spend 3 and 4 hours, right? It's perfectly fine to spend hours upon hour upon hour in Walmart. But don't come to the polls or you'll die. So all of you lazy, low-information voters, we're going to put the ballot under your nose and we're going to hand you the pen and we're going to point to the line that says Biden. Do I fill it in or do I make an X? No, you fill it in. Because I like X's. Yeah, I know, but fill it in. Okay. That's what happened. And if you think that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States in his first term, you're smoking crack. You're smoking crack. Joe Biden ran for president twice and couldn't get enough votes to fill a handbasket. All of a sudden, he gets more votes than anyone in the history of the world. Even Barack Obama. Yeah, okay. I'll tell you, if you believe that, I mean, I'm sorry, you're dumb. You are a dummy. And you are the people they count on because they know they can feed you bullshit and you'll swear to God it's filet mignon. And you're proving yourselves to be idiots more and more and more every single day Because when we show you a picture of the same exact guy with bullhorns on and his face painted at an Antifa rally holding a Trump as a Nazi sign, and then we show you him sitting behind the desk yesterday of the Capitol building and his Einstein partner takes an Instagram picture not realizing it's going to lead to his hashtag, which is an Antifa org thing, and you say, no, that's not true. No, I'm closing my eyes. That's not true. Yeah, it is true. You just don't want to admit it because you're dishonest people. You're dishonest people. I'm honest. I know there were Trump supporters in that building. You know how I know there were Trump supporters in that building? Because one of them was interviewed. One of them was actually interviewed. And they said, yes, we're in the building. We wanted to occupy the building to prove a point. How is it that occupying that building is more egregious than burning down the business of a minority for no reason? For no reason. That minority had nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. Why'd you burn his shop down? Why'd you shoot a minority police officer in the head over a television set? But that's not anarchy. That's acceptable. You go. You built an autonomous zone in Portland. Oh, and guess what happened? First and second day out, people were starting to get raped. People were marching around with guns, enforcing their law. You know, the same ones who say you can't have a gun. They sure had guns. So there you go, folks. Now, as far as the feckless, cowardly Republicans go, they're just all trying to save their own skin. That's all. What you saw yesterday was, okay, well, let's try to save our political career. You guys cheated. Next time, maybe we'll cheat. That's the way it works. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi and Lindsey Graham got together, and Pelosi said, look, Lindsey, you know it wasn't legit, but we got that idiot out of office, and you know what? 4 years, Joe's not running again. He's going to be 172. We'll get a feckless, cowardly Republican who will bend to our will in there. Yeah, everything will be good. We're going back to the old boy system, good old boys club system, where we can pad our pockets, start our wars, feed off the American public, throw them crumbs, and they'll be happy and clap like a trained seal in a circus. And Lindsey Graham says, that sounds good. That sounds real good. And that's the way it is, folks. Simple and to the point. That's the way it is. I'm not defending the Republican Party. The Republican Party has started war after war after war after war. And why did they start those wars? Because it was financially beneficial to them. That's why they started the wars. But if you think for 1 minute that this new Democratic Party is not communist, you're very wrong. These are communists. You can't point me the last Republican. Please tell me who the last Republican elected official was who called for a boycott of a minority-based business based upon their political belief. I'm waiting. Oh, but they sure called for a boycott of Goya, didn't they? When's the last bunch of Republicans who set fire to a college because, oh, a liberal speaker is going to speak? I don't recall any. You see, here's what you do have to understand about what happened yesterday. You can't kick someone in the nuts for 4 straight years. And then when you get tired of kicking them in the nuts and they get up and say, it's my turn, you say, can't we just have peace? Can't we all get along? Hasn't this violence went too far? And that's initially what happened here. For 4 straight years, everyone was a racist. Everyone was a Nazi. The president was impeach him, impeach him, impeach him, impeach him, make up bullshit about him, call all of his followers Nazis and this and that and the other thing, cheat to win an election, and then say, can we have peace now? The answer is no, you're not going to have peace. You're not going to have peace. Mainstream media might give you a little bit of peace. I'm not going to give you any peace. I'm going to be on this radio show every damn week telling you exactly the way it is. You don't have to like it. I don't give a damn if you like it. You don't like it, shut it off. You want to hear the truth? You keep listening. You want to believe in your delusions that men are women and women are men, that Joe Biden has really got more votes than Barack Obama, that the world would just be a better place if the government run everything. You're the same people who complain, I got to go to the DMV. And it took me 4 goddamn hours to do one simple thing in the DMV. Yeah, well, guess what? The government controls the DMV. You want them to control your health care so you can sit there like an asshole saying I'm dying and nobody's going to take care of me because everybody's coming in now. Now that health care is free, if I got a sniffles, I'm going in. If I got car insurance that says I don't have to change my own oil, I'm sure as hell not going to change it. So every person with a case of the sniffles is going to go into the health care system, clog it all up. And you're going to get just like what Canada got, where you go in and you say, I have an issue, and they say, it's going to be 4 months. Come back. Come back. Come back. And you just go home to die. You trust the government. You're the people who say, I don't trust the government, and you want to trust, you want to give them the ability to run your health care. I don't trust the government. The government is evil. Really? So do you want to hand over your health care to evil people? No, you just want shit for free. Why don't you just admit what you are? You're freeloaders. You're a bunch of freeloaders. The only people who complain, rich people don't pay their share, are poor people. Because if rich people complained about it, they could just give their money. When I pay my taxes, the IRS doesn't say I can't pay more. I could easily write them a check and say, here's a little bonus. Use it as you see fit. I could do that. I'll tell you where the big business puts their money, in the politicians' pockets. So they can run for office and they can make money. They don't give it to you. You think they give it to you? They give you crumbs. And you're going to get even less crumbs now. See, they're going to pay, basically what they're doing is paying you to vote for them. They're saying, okay, all you poor people, stay poor. Because if you get ahead in life, we're not going to be able to control you. If you get anywhere in the world, if you actually make some money, we might not be able to control you. Long as you stay poor and you need our assistance, we own you. It's like living in your mom's house, you know, mom and dad. You live here. We pay for your room and board. It's our rules. You either obey or you get out because they know you can't get out. You're not financially capable of getting out. And then when you are financially capable of getting out, they're like, I wish you didn't have to leave. We miss having you here. Yeah. What you miss is that you had 100% control over that person's life. Why do you want to be controlled? Why don't you want to be free? You remind me of birds in cages. And you open the door and say, fly. And you say, no, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. And the very same people who are condemning the real Trump supporters who went into that building yesterday, I have a newsflash for you. If you had that attitude in 1776, we'd still be under British rule, but I guess you wouldn't care because the British would say, well, we'll give you some crumbs. And you say, thank you, master, thank you. Who do I have to vote for this week? Please tell me so I can keep my crumbs coming. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. You can't. cannot see the forest for the trees. You cannot see it because you don't want to. See, because you're delusional and you say to yourself, I'm not poor because I'm inept. I'm not poor because I didn't get an education. No, it's not my fault. None of this is my fault. It's the man. The man kept me down. I didn't do this to myself. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Take some responsibility, you gutless cowards. Take some responsibility for yourself. It's not my fault. Yeah, it is your fault. It's absolutely your fault. You see, equal opportunity is not equal outcome. Equal outcome is socialism. Equal outcome means no matter how hard I work, if you want to sit home on your lazy ass and smoke pot, you make the same as me. Not in my world, buddy. I'm not busting my ass so you can be a loser who sits home on a goddamn Xbox and says, hey, man, pass the fucking joint around. I don't need to work because Marcus is working. Screw you. You have equal opportunity, just like I did, just like every American does. Don't tell me you don't have equal opportunity. There's equal opportunity in this country, and there always has been. But there's not equal desire. Some people are like, I want to be a successful doctor. I don't want to go to school that long. I don't want to study. So you don't become a successful doctor because you ain't got it in you. Hard work is supposed to mean something. Dedication is supposed to mean something. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to raise a new generation of serfs who basically sit home and say, isn't this a good life? I don't have to do anything. But Walmart better be open when I get there so I can buy my new game and I can get some soda and some chips. Walmart better be open during a pandemic. Fuck them if they die. Not me, though. I get to sit home. I get that sweet, sweet government money. I don't want the government's money. I want the equal opportunity to make my own. I want the government to get the hell out of my way and stop burdening me with tax burdens and red tape bullshit that prevents me from opening a business, that prevents me from doing what I want to do, that blocks me when I need to do something. If today I wanted to go on my property that I pay taxes for and build a shed, I have to get a permit. I have to pay $400 or $500 for that permit. I have to go before a zoning board. I have to do all of these things. But I don't have to do anything to vote. You'll just bring the ballot to my door and say, fill it in as you see fit. But it better be for Democrats if you want to keep on keeping on. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. And you can't see the forest for the trees, you Democrats. You fools. That's what you are. You're fools. I don't know if you're fools or you're lazy. I mean, I think half of you are lazy and half of you are fools. And what they do with the fools is they tug on their heartstring. There are people in Mexico that don't have anything to eat, and they just want to come over to this country and have an opportunity. And yeah, they're pulling in goddamn billions of dollars and handing half of it to the politicians so they can get across the damn border with their drugs, you fools. The people who legitimately want to seek asylum in this country don't sneak over the fence. They go to the designated areas and say, I request asylum. If you come home one night and there's a poor man knocking on your door saying, I'm hungry, can you please feed me? I will give him something to eat. If he's sneaking through my bedroom window, I'm shooting him. Because I assume he's up to no good. What's hard to understand about that, you idiots? Cowards. communists. That's who they are, folks. Cowards and communists. That's who's running the country. Now, as far as who's voting for these people, I don't know what to tell you. All I know is 75 million Americans voted for Donald Trump, who's a populist, and said America has to come first. It's fine to help other countries, but not at our expense. America has to come first. Then, when there's enough food on the table, if we have leftover to give to somebody, we'll give. But we don't take food out of our mouths. That's not the way it works. Other countries don't do that. Why do we? 75 million people voted for that. The most votes in presidential history, and yet he lost. Because Joe Biden, that juggernaut, who barely crossed the finish line in the primaries and would not have even won if Elizabeth Warren dropped out, would not have even won, got more votes than anyone in the history of the world. It's so funny. I can't believe any of you believe that. You have to be delusional. You have to be delusional. At least be honest. If you're going to come to me and say, yeah, we hated Donald Trump and we thought he was horrible for the country, so yeah, we cheated. Yeah, we cheated. But you'll see, the country will be better now. At least I'd have some respect for you. Because at least I'd say, well, they admitted they cheated and they think they did it for the betterment of the country. I think they're wrong. But at least they manned up. But for you to sit here and tell me, no, no, everything was, it was the cleanest election in history. It was the cleanest election in history. I'll tell you, you should all should be stand-up comedians. Nobody believes that, except you. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. But I want to tell you something. While you're busy carrying the water for these people, they're busy with their white slavery operations in foreign countries so they can make big money off products. They're busy with their child sex trafficking. They're busy with their starting wars so they can sell ammunition. They're busy with all that, and you don't care. All you care about is, when's my pizza coming and when's the new Xbox coming out? That's what you care about. Because you're like ostriches with your head in the sand. And you're afraid. See, that's another thing. You're also cowards because you're afraid. You're afraid I'm right. And if I'm right, everything you have ever been told to believe has been a lie. And you can't deal with that. You can't deal with the fact that there are Republicans out there who are just as evil as Democrats. You can't deal with the fact that there are white slavery operations being run with the full cooperation of the United States government. You can't deal with the fact that we can't say anything bad about China because China owns more of the United States than we do. You can't deal with that. You can't deal with the fact that Joe Biden had to win by having his party cheat for him and change laws, election laws, unfairly and unconstitutionally. And that's not some theory I'm working on. That's a fact. Judges don't change laws. I don't know what school any of you went to. Judges don't make laws. Judges enforce laws. They don't change. They sentence people who break them. They do not make them. You have to bring that before the legislator. They never did any of that. They changed the election laws in various states to suit them with no legal basis for doing it. That's a fact. Now, you may not like that fact, but it is a fact. I don't like the fact that you're idiots, but you are, so I have to deal with it. When I talk to some of these people, and I talk to a lot of Democrats, it's fun because you know what it's like? It's like, throwing peanuts to a monkey at a circus because they don't have this information. And you start hitting them with information, and they're like, where's your source? And it doesn't matter if you said Jesus Christ himself came down with a tablet scrawled in rock and said it. That's not reliable. That's all you get. So when they say, where's your source, there's no need to give them a source. Because no matter what source you give them, they're going to say, that's not reliable. Because they don't have any comeback. Because they're low information. The Democrats rely on the low information voters. That's why they spend so much of their money campaigning in the poorest communities with the least educated people. Because they know you'll swallow their bullshit and you won't have access to a lot of different information that might prove to them that you are a liar. Simple as that. All politicians lie. But there's a fundamental difference, isn't there? It's one thing if you say, I'm going to cut taxes to the point where everybody's going to get a huge tax break. And then it turns out that's not true. And you say, I didn't really think that was going to happen anyway, but we got a small tax break. It's better than nothing. But when you lie about your actual purpose and you say, we are for the betterment of the people, when you actually want to control the people, that's what Adolf Hitler said. I'm doing what I do for the good of the people. I know most of you Democrats and liberal communists are uneducated people. But I want you to look up the Nuremberg war trials where all of these people who did horrible things, you know, like take skin someone alive that had tattoos so that they could put their skin on their books as, I guess, book covers. Yeah, that really happened. Or female guards who tied the legs together of Jewish women who were giving birth so they could watch them scream in agony because they couldn't actually birth the child. Yeah, that happened. And when they were tried for these crimes, and one of them hung at 24 years old, you know what she said? I did what I did for the good of the people, the good of the people of Germany. Problem is, the people of Germany, they didn't know what you were doing. Because if they knew you were really doing this, the good people of Germany would have said, hey, fuck you. We're not down with this. You're a bunch of crazy psychopaths. We're not into this. But they lied to them, and they controlled the information. And all the media channels were saying, we're not doing any of this. We're just protecting ourselves. We're just defending Germany from our enemies. And all the German people said, yeah, you go. We don't want Germany taken over. We don't want Germany to cease to exist. We want our fair share. We want Germany to be the society it is, the free society it is. Yeah, because you were lied to, and they controlled all the information. Well, guess who controls all the information now? You can't say anything on Facebook without being, you can't say that. And it's going to get worse. How come I can say that an alien landed on my roof and took a piss and nobody fact checks me? But if I say Hunter Biden's laptop contains illegal pornography, it's, you can't prove that. Well, could you prove that Donald Trump was a Russian spy? You said it enough. I don't know how many people called him a Nazi. Do you have him with an armband? Do you have him with, keys to a concentration camp where they're torturing Jews and tying their legs together with the women who give birth, skinning them for their tattoos so they can use them as book binding crap? No, you don't. No, you don't. Are they doing scientific experiments on them where they fill them full of water to see how much water a body can take before they burst? No, you don't. No, you don't have any of those things because you're ignorant. You just throw around words like Nazi because you think it sounds cool, but it's not cool. It's dumb, and it makes you look uneducated, which for the most part they are. You're looking at the real Nazis, really, and I wouldn't even call these people Nazis as bad as they are. They're communists. They espouse some of the Nazi beliefs, like control all the media, keep the people stupid and poor, take away the guns, defund the police, make sure there are no sources for any other protection for the people. They espouse some of that philosophy. But they're not Nazis, because as of yet, they haven't done what the Nazis did. There's no genocide going on just yet. Maybe there will be. I know that some of the Democratic congressmen have said, we should put Trump supporters on a list. On a list. That sounds familiar. Where did I hear that before? People being put on lists to be singled out and watched by the government. Where did I hear that? I suggest you all educate yourself a little bit. Get off the Xbox for 5 minutes. Stop smoking pot for 5 minutes. Read a book. That would be good. Not a comic book. Not a cookbook. A book. Oh, that's too much work. Just give me money and tell me who to vote for. Well, your country's in trouble. Your country's in big trouble. And guess what? They wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. And when the time comes and you're no longer useful to them, you're going to see that. You're going to see that just like the Republican voters saw it yesterday. You're no longer valuable to us, so suddenly Joe Biden is no big deal. He's no problem. Suddenly we're all jumping off ship. We all want to reach out and kumbaya with the other side. Of course you do. Of course you do. Because any opposition is going to be met with being put on a list and, oh, we're not going to. Nancy Pelosi ripped up President Trump's address to the nation. Ripped it up. And now you want peace? I mean, you've got to be totally delusional. There's not going to be any peace. Not with the real Americans, there's not going to be any. I'm not suggesting violence, but there's not going to be peace. You see, because unlike you, who said, not my president for 4 years, when he was actually duly elected, Joe Biden was not duly elected. And if you are too lazy to do the research to figure it out for yourself that he really wasn't, that's not my fault. It's not my fault that you refuse to watch things that are quite obvious taking place. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that you're low information. It's not my fault you're lazy. It's not my fault that you choose to be willfully blind. It's not my fault. It's your fault. You should be ashamed of yourself. Joe Biden was not elected president. Joe Biden was gifted the presidency. He was gifted the presidency for several reasons, some of which was fraud. Did dead people vote? Yes. Did enough dead people vote to change the results of the election? No. But still, dead people can't vote. Did people miscalculate ballots and feed them into machines time and time and time and time again? Oh, yes. We have them on video doing it. Was it enough to change the election? I don't know. I don't think any one thing was enough to change the results of the elections, but all of them combined was. And then when you add on to it that you illegally mailed ballots to people who did not request them, as is the law, not my opinion, the law, this is what you get. This is precisely what you get. So be happy, I guess. If you're a communist supporter, you're happy today. And you're saying, oh boy, I get to sit home and play Xbox for 4 years, and maybe the government will feed me. Not too much they won't, but they'll feed me a little bit. And the big, big tech, multi-billionaire conglomerates, they're saying, oh boy, too. Why are they saying, oh boy, aren't you smart enough to figure that out? Why are the people who Joe Biden claims are going to be taxed to the hilt, why are they happy? You're happy because they're going to have to pay more? You fools. They're not going to pay a dime more. Not a nickel. Not a nickel. And he told them that before he ever made that declaration. Not you guys. Not Amazon. Not Google. None of you guys are going to pay more. Just the little people. You know. The people who don't count. Like you and me. Hilarious. Hilarious how uneducated some people are and how easily you can pull the wool over people's eyes. Totally pull the wool over people's eyes. I think it was P.T. Barnum who once said, you'll never go broke counting on the lack of education or the American people. Well, he's right. I think he was a little more unkind than that. I think he said the stupidity. So I cleaned it up a little bit. But the bottom line is, he's right. You could sell people anything you want to sell them, as long as they think there's something in it for them. What you don't even realize is a lot of taxpayer money was spent and a lot of time wasted for them to just give you $600 of money that's actually yours. That's your money. If you went to the bank and said, can I please have $2,000? And they say, no. Mm-mm. You can have $600 and $1,400 is going to go to some other town who needs some park benches. And another town who needs a new paint job on the government center, you can have 600 of that. What are you going to say? Okay. Yeah, you probably would. Not me. I'm going to tell them I want every penny because it's mine. It's not yours. You don't get to decide how I spend it. You see, we agreed to pay taxes in this country for one reason. And that reason is the betterment of our country. So, of course, I'm going to pay taxes for schools. Of course, I'm going to pay taxes for hospitals and for the police and then for all of these things that actually contribute to the betterment of my country. I am not paying a dime for gender studies in Taiwan. And if you want to pay for gender studies in Taiwan, go ahead. Send them a check. But don't make me do it. Positively. Unbelievable. It's positively unbelievable. So in closing, let me say this. I would never condone in any way, shape, or form any sort of violence. And the people who entered that Capitol building, whether they be Antifa, which a few were, which is a communist tactic, by the way. They're called agent provocateurs. Look it up. Or they be Trump supporters, some of which I know are in there. I'm going to tell you one thing. You don't push and push and push and push and tell people you don't count. Your vote don't count. Your voice don't count. We won't hear you. And expect them not to react angrily at some point. They're only going to take so much. They're only going to take so much. All the Democrats had to do is to say, you know what? Let's put this to bed once and for all. 10 days, we're going to listen to every single piece of evidence. We are going to hear every single damn thing that everybody has. We're going to listen to the experts. We're going to listen to these mathematicians. We're going to listen to these paper experts. We're going to listen to the people who are at the voting ballot who say they saw things. We're going to examine everything. We're going to be as transparent as we possibly can be with the American people, and then we're going to show them the results and say, this is really the way it was, folks. Then I accept Joe Biden as my president if he won. But you don't tell me, no, you don't get the right to see it. No, we will not prove it to you. No, you don't get to peek behind the curtain. No, we will not entertain your thoughts. You work for me. Oh, no, that's right. Joe Biden said, I don't work for you. He's the only president in American history to point his finger at a hardworking American and say, I don't work for you, and we should take this outside. Like an old 78-year-old hobbling old man who can't even get out of his bathtub without breaking his leg is going to challenge some construction worker. That's what Joe Biden thinks of the American people. I don't work for you. Who do you work for, Joe? China? Yeah, I guess. I guess that's how you bought the Rothschild mansion, right? I know there's some people listening saying, I don't know what he's talking about. I know you don't because you're low information. Why don't you check into how Joe Biden, on a senator's salary, bought the Rothschild mansion? Why don't you check into that? Why don't we find out? Where'd that money come from? How do you buy a $1 billion estate that whose maintenance alone, just the maintenance alone on a yearly basis, must be hundreds of millions of dollars? On a senator's salary, how do you do that? It's fascinating. Maybe he shouldn't run for president. Maybe he should be a financial advisor, because if I was only making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year and somehow I managed to buy a $1 billion estate that has hundreds of millions of dollars in upkeep and taxes, I must be doing something wrong. Because those numbers don't add up. So where did Joe get the money to buy the Rothschild estate and maintain it? Nobody cares. Who cares? When's the new Xbox game coming out? Who cares? When's my pizza delivery going to get here? I think you better wake up. You better wake up, America, and you better wake up quick. Your country's being stolen in front of your very eyes, not just by Democrats, but by Republicans too. And you're asleep at the wheel. Communists and cowards. Choose your side. I choose neither.